When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Repeat these statements. I will have a great job. I will be promoted to a better role. I will work under a better boss. I will have a salary increase. Now manifest that dream career and make it a reality. Tara! Apply na sa Job Street. Over 30,000 verified companies ang nagtitiwala sa Job Street. Part-time? No experience? Fresh grad? Kung job security ang hanap sa Job Street, siguradong may opportunity na para sa iyo. Abangan din ang quarterly virtual career fair kung saan maaari kang makipag-usap sa mga employer one-on-one at may chance pa na ma-hire on the spot. Visit Job Street Philippines Facebook page para updated ka sa latest virtual career fair happenings. At kung ikaw naman ay naghahanap ng empleyado para sa iyong kumpanya or business, sagot ng Job Street ang hiring mo. Over 30,000 companies ang nagtiwala sa Job Street upang makahanap ng tamang empleyadong maaaring i-hire. Watch your career manifestations become a reality and get hired with Job Street.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. What's the difference between a resume and a CV? And which one should you use for your next job application? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. All right, welcome to a new Get Hired podcast episode. And yes, episode na ito, pag-uusapan natin kung anong pinagkaiba at pinagkapareho ng resume at ng CV. Pero just a quick little trivia for you. Let me just lead by saying this. In a lot of countries, interchangeable yan. Term lang yan. Ibig sabihin, the resume looks a lot like the CV. It's basically, practically, literally the same pa nga. Okay? But here in the Philippines, merong malaking pagkakaiba yan. And hindi lang naman dito, but in other countries din, I find na, and this is my observation lang ha, dun sa mga countries where education plays a huge part in a person's qualification, dun usually pumapasok yung need for a CV. And the first thing that we're going to talk about is how do you determine whether you're going to use a resume or a CV dun sa particular situation na yon. Now, one of the things that I keep telling you is the importance of making sure that you personalize each resume for each job or each position that you're trying to vie for. And kailangan mo rin siya i-edit depende sa kung ano yung gagamitan mo. And it's the same with using a resume. Now, I have two quick questions that will help you determine if you're going to use a resume or if you're going to use a CV. Okay? Now, the first question is this. Are you trying to join the academe? Okay? Ulitin ko yan ha. Are you trying to join the academe? Now, what do I mean by that? Are you trying to get a spot as a professor or a college instructor or a teacher? Okay? Kapag nasa education yung field mo, sa totoo lang, pwede natin doon i-stretch na kahit admin yung task mo sa isang college or sa isang university, minsan mas preferred pa rin na CV ang gagamitin mo. Okay? So, number one, again, are you trying to join the academe? If you answered yes, then you may want to consider using a CV over a resume. Okay? So again, are you trying to join the academe? Now, kung ang sagot mo dun ay no, then you may not need to improve on your resume para maging CV siya or curriculum vitae siya. Okay? Now, there's another question to help you make sure that you're going to use the right format. The second question is this. Do you have research papers or did you make studies that you can showcase doon sa iyong CV? Now, what do I mean by that? You know how in a lot of colleges and universities, lalo na the big ones, when it comes to your thesis or when it comes to academic writing, they encourage students to really participate, to write multiple na papers sa buong stint nila sa college. There are times that they are sent to other universities to present and compete. Diba? Ipipresent nila yung paper nila, i-defend nila yun sa harap ng iba-ibang mga panels. In other cases, they're even sent abroad to present their studies. Now, if you are one of the people who had that experience, even if you're not going to join the academe, merong kaunting plus points if you're going to use a CV instead of a resume. Okay, so again, the question is, do you have research papers or studies to showcase? Kung ang sagot mo ay yes, you may want to use a CV. If ang sagot mo ay no, ibig sabihin, yung thesis mo naman, local lang, sa college nyo lang, hindi naman siya award-winning or wala naman talaga masyadong competitions. Well, hindi ka naman talaga sumali sa competitions. No? Nandun ka lang sa school, parang basically you just wanted to finish that requirement. Kung ang sagot mo again is no, then stick to a resume. Okay? So, quick review lang dun ha. Again, ito yung test natin if gagamitin mo yung resume or CV. Number one question, are you trying to join the academe? If yes, CV. If no, resume. Number two question, do you have research papers to showcase? If ang sagot mo ay yes, CV. If ang sagot mo ay no, resume. Now, if you answered yes to one of those, leaning towards CV tayo. If you answered no to both, then stick to a resume. The resume, in my opinion, is easier to write. Kasi hindi mo kailangan na mag-dig dun sa annals ng history for the research papers that you wrote. Because yes, that's a huge component when it comes to converting your resume into a CV. Which we will talk about more after the break. Can you still remember the days, those harsh days na you were applying for a job that you really wanted? Yung tipong sobrang prepared ka na, nakapolo ka pa with all the documents in your hands, medyo nanginginig-ginig pa yung kamay mo kasi naka-anxious ka. Pero mas nakaka-anxious talaga kapag dumating ka sa ganong situations, tapos hindi ka prepared for your future kasi hindi mo choice yung job that you're applying for. But not anymore because with JobStreet, you can go over thousands of jobs and just apply for those you really want. You can download their app or go to their website and sign up for free. Over 30,000 verified companies na ang nagtitiwala sa JobStreet. Kaya whether part-time, no experience, fresh grad, o job security na ang hanap mo ngayon, sa JobStreet, siguradong may opportunity na para sa'yo. Pwede mo rin abangan ang mga quarterly virtual career fair nila kung saan maaari ka makipag-usap sa mga employer one-on-one at may chance ka na ma-hire on the spot. Visit JobStreet Philippines Facebook page para updated ka sa latest virtual career fair happenings. Kung ikaw naman ay naghahanap ng empleyado para sa iyong company or business, sagot na rin ng JobStreet ang hiring mo. Join over 30,000 companies who trust JobStreet para makahanap ng tamang empleyadong maaaring i-hire. Kaya hanap mo man ay trabaho o empleyado, sulit ang pagod at effort mo dahil panigurado may darating para sa'yo. Register at JobStreet today. You can also check out the link sa description ng podcast ngayon. Okay, so balikan na natin yung ating conversation, no? Kung ang sagot ko ay yes, dun are you trying to join the academe? Kasi gusto ko maging professor, gusto ko maging registrar sa isang school or college or university. Kung ang sagot mo ay yes, dun sa do you have research papers to showcase, paano ko na ngayon isulat yung aking CV? Now, a good place to start is with your generic resume. We also have a previous episode where we talked about how to write your resume, including tips from other content creators din and other hiring managers and headhunters. You can go through the entire playlist natin dito sa ating podcast. Pero, just a quick little recap. A resume usually includes these. Number one, your contact information, and of course, your personal information. Doon napapasok yung iyong name, mobile number, email address. Okay? Now, yung contact info ninyo, just a quick little reminder, make sure that all the information you put there ay accurate. Dapat kumpleto sila. Kung mali ka by isang number or by isang letter, baka mahirapan silang ma-reach ka if pwede ka nilang kunin sa job na yon. With all the interviews happening either by virtual meetings or by phone calls these days, dahil nga with the COVID-19 crisis, napaka-importante na tama yung information na ilalagay ninyo. Okay, so again, check, double check, make sure then kung meron kayong chance, ipakita nyo sa iba para ma-check nila for typos. Hindi lang yung section na yan, pero the rest of your resume or CV. Now, the second section is your showcase ng iyong expertise. No? So, puro ina yung kasunod, expertise. And this is where things kind of branch out. If you're using a resume, your expertise will include your qualifications, your certifications. Sa case ko, your license. Okay? Or licenses, kung marami kang license. No? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Hindi to driver's license, ha? Unless professional driver talaga yung pinag-applyan ninyong trabaho. Ang pinag-usapan natin dito would be, for example sa akin, when I write my resume or my CV, first few lines after my contact information, nakalagay na agad that I am a registered psychometrician. Okay? Kasi yun yung qualification ko. Now, I didn't just take up psychology, I took the board exam and I passed. Okay? Tapos next ko nilalagay would be the fact that I topped the civil service exam no April 2013. Okay? So again, it's another qualification. Ibig sabihin nun, pwede ako mag-work sa government agencies and dahil medyo mababa ang passing rate ng CSE, even private companies these days have grown to respect people na pumapasa sa exam na yon. Okay? So again, start with your expertise. Now, kung CV ang gagamitin mo or curriculum vitae, dito napapasok yung fact na if you have internationally recognized papers that were published in journals or published in books, in magazines, in scientific journals, or at least na-defend mo siya internationally or nag-compete ka using them, ilalagay mo na sila right away. Okay? So even more than your basic, lagyan ko na ng air quotes yun, basic na education or educational attainment mo, nauuna as expertise yung academic papers, yung studies that you wrote. Kasi nga, again, it's tailor-made for people who want to join the academe. So, doon mo na ilalatag yun. And the thing with the CV is, it doesn't matter how many of those you write. As long as nag-contribute ka, nagsulat ka doon sa paper na yun, dinefend mo yung paper na yun, ililista mo siya lahat. Hindi ka tulad ng resume na, di ba, I always tell you, if you can do it na one page lang, mas maganda. Maximum na yung 2 pages. Ang CV, hindi. Di ba? Kung meron kang 20 journal entries, meron kang 5 books that you published, dun mo siya ilalagay. Now, sa case ko, what I would put in there would be probably yung college thesis ko. And then, of course, the fact that I wrote multiple books. Dun ko na siya ilalagay. Nakapasok na siya sa expertise. Okay? So, yun yung difference, one major difference ng resume at ng CV. Now, the next section would be about your experience. And medyo babalik na sila sa pagiging pareho dito sa section na to. Sa resume, papasok na yung mga kusang ka nagtrabaho before. Quick description of your roles there. Mas maganda kung nakalagay din yung range ng dates kung kailan ka nag-work for that company or for that organization. Ganon din sa CV. Lalagay mo rin doon. However, what I would say would be, pagdating sa CV, hindi na natin dinidescribe masyado yung day-to-day tasks ng role. Okay? Anong ibig sabihin ko doon? If you're writing a resume, kaya ilalagay mo, project leader, right? Sa isang company. So, okay, project leader siya. And then you would even put a bit of a description sa lahat naman ginagawa mo. So, you would facilitate meetings, you're in charge of keeping the entire schedule or the calendar nung project, you're in charge of process development. So, marami kang dinidescribe under the title na project leader or project manager. But if you are a project manager and CV yung ginagamit mo, yung descriptions na yun, hindi na siya masyadong kailangan. Okay? So, nakalagay lang doon. Okay, project manager and then date. Organization. And then you're done. And ililista mo na uli. Okay, college instructor ka for this university, date, and then you're done. Ganun lang siya. Hindi na masyado mabigat yung stress nung sa job description. You're assuming, kind of, that the person reading this, dahil CV ang hinihingi nila or CV ang kinailangan dito, they already know what those titles mean. Generally, hindi mo na siya kailangan i-emphasize. Kasi nga, ang strongest point mo ay yung mga academic papers mo. Yung academic studies or journals that you wrote. Okay? Tapos, both of them, again, papasok yung education. So, again, at the part na to, similar lang din. Lilista mo lang yung education mo. Tapos, a little bit of a side note din, sa CV, mas, ano ba, mas may space ka to write all of your academic achievements. Sa resume kasi, I tell people na, okay, kung ano lang to, tipong special participation award sa sports nung high school ka, or declamation contest or oratory contest nung college ka, pwede mo nang pag-isipan na, okay, kung kulang na yung space ko, hindi ko na siya ilalagay. Pero, pagdating sa CV, dahil may space ka nga to be more comprehensive about who you are, pwede mo siyang ilatag doon. Okay? Pwede mong himayin yung lahat ng mga awards na na-receive mo. And then, again, both, pareho, pagdating sa extra skills, again, when it comes to a resume, dahil skills-based kadalasan, yung atake natin dito, ililista mo talaga sila. Sa CV, pwede mo rin idagdag, pero at this point, dahil nga, again, marami ka ng studies na na-publish, marami ng pages na tinurn yung nagbabasa ng CV mo, pwedeng a quick list na lang yan. Hindi na masyadong mabigat. Okay? So again, yun yung major difference niya, at least in the context of the Philippine hiring market. That is my experience when it comes to the difference between a resume or a CV. Now, what can I say about that in general? Most people would just use a resume, and that's perfectly fine. As in your entire life, resume lang. And even when people ask you for a CV, you can just submit your resume. Kasi nga, again, pareho naman sila ng ibig sabihin. The only difference would be if you are applying, again, for a school or a university, and specifically, hiningi talaga nila yung curriculum vitae. As in, nandun sa email, nandun sa job description, na CV ang hinahanap nila. Another thing would be if you are applying for scholarships, lalo na internationally, napaka-importante na meron kang updated na CV. Kasi nga, again, titingnan nila eh, ano ba yung contribution mo in the academic world? So, yun yung major na demarcation ng dalawang yun. Yung major na pagkakaiba ng dalawang yun. But yes, you can live the rest of your life kung wala kang CV ngayon at wala ka namang plano to join the academe. Don't be forced to write a CV right now. Okay? So, again, you can stick to your one-page, two-page resume. Send that. Tapos, kung papasok ka sa academe or if you want an even bigger light to be shown on your academic achievements and on your research writing skills, then that's the time that you will use your CV. Okay? Now, ang importante dito is, again, knowing the right tool for the right job. Kaya, again, very important yung mga guide questions natin. I'm hoping na itong discussion na to helped you determine which one is the best choice for you, and it will help you then craft yung inyong resume or CV, which is, again, you on a piece of paper. All right? Now, that's it muna for our Get Hired podcast episode today. Again, thank you to Job Street for helping me create this episode. If you want more information about them, go ahead and check out the description ng episode na ito. Okay? And if you want more tips on getting hired, we have more coming up. More tips on job interview questions and how to answer them. Don't forget to follow this podcast. Go and check out our Facebook page as well. You can find it at www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlyqa. That's TAMLYQA. Para mahanap namin yung messages ninyo. I will be answering some of your specific questions then in the next few episodes. So again, don't forget to follow this podcast. All right? Now, again, yeah, that's it for now. As we always say sa podcast na ito, this is designed specifically for you to help you land your dream job. I believe in you. Believe in yourself. Kaya niya, and I'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.